Well, when I was small and when my mother was small, they kept several pigs in a pigsty at the bottom of the garden, and they used to produce piglets from these. And when they were full size, they were either sold for meat, sold for people to kill. But looking at my grandfather's record yesterday, he used to kill these pigs for himself, and then they would go to the butchers to be butchered, and they would keep some, and the rest of it they would sell. My grandmother used to make faggots and black pudding, and people, she used to say, people would arrive with their dishes the minute they heard the pig squeal, because the pig was actually killed on the land. So there would be people turning up to buy her famed faggots, which she had a recipe from my great grandmother. In the sort of, yeah, within hours of hearing the pig squeal. So they used every bit, and they used to make chitterlings, intestines. And during the war, the government used to take half a pig. If you were encouraged to apparently breed the pigs and grow them, but half had to be sold to the government for rations, just for butchers. But the other half, whoever kept the pig could keep for themselves. There was a cold store at Weymouth where they used to freeze some of this meat down. And also, I can remember they used to salt some of it in the shed, and then there was a sort of tray of salt and saltpeter where they used to salt this the pork, salt pork, which I can remember as well when I was little.